another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And, of course, today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I'm so grateful and excited and thankful that you joined me today. And you know, I say every Sunday, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that if you're listening today, you know, the Spirit of God has attracted you here. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you want a different life. Maybe you've been struggling. And the information that you're going to be hearing today will help you to begin to personalize your life so that you can begin living the life of your dreams. You know, I always say all you need is one word from God, one word from the Spirit to begin to alter, shift, and change your life. Well, once again, welcome to the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. How are you doing? Have you had a great week? And can you believe that it is already June? Where did the time go? And you know I have some questions for you because you know I love taking inventory so that you can really begin to see where you are. Have you been taking baby steps to change your thinking? Are you doing something different with your actions this year? Are you investing time and money in yourself so that you can change personally? And so all of these questions that I've asked you, you will be able to answer them really more fully at the end of the show today. Today, my very special guest is Mr. Anthony Hamilton, and we're going to be talking about how to design your life. Well, I'm doing really great here in Hot Atlanta. You know, we are affectionately known as Hotlanta. That's the slang term for Atlanta, because it gets so hot here during the summer, and the other reason is because it is an awesome place to live. And so it's been hot this week and very muggy, but I still love it. What's the weather like where you are? It is so interesting. I was speaking with one of my clients, and I cannot remember where, but it is winter time where they are, and I just think it's so fascinating and so interesting how God is just so awesome to have all of these different seasons at different times. Well, I'm really getting excited about the cruise, and my dilemma is, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? What clothes do I take? Normally, the cruises that I have gone on have usually been in the Caribbean or in other warm places, but I'm going to Nova Scotia, and I understand that it can be really cold there at night, windy, and the highs will probably be around 60 or 65. So what's a girl to do with all of her clothes? So I am preparing to pack. I have my clothes lying out, and I have too many clothes lying out because I am determined. I am only taking one suitcase, and so I'm really getting excited about that. I'm preparing my presentation. I'm going to be speaking on God, spirituality, and money because you know that it's all one. Just want to thank you once again for all of your emails, letting me know how much this show is really changing your life. I'm so grateful to God. You know, the whole purpose of this show is to change your being. You know, the formula is be, do, and have. And in the past, most of us, including myself, many, many, many years ago, maybe a couple of decades ago, I was more concerned about doing. And I did not know that if I would just go inside and change my subconscious, change my spirit, change my heart, change my limiting beliefs, and let those beliefs remain in a state of being, that my outside would be an exact replica. And so what we're doing on this show is changing your consciousness. We are awakening to what's already on the inside of you so that you would be in a state, and then that state would attract to you what your heart's desires are. And so that's what this show is all about. Well, we have a great show for you, but before Anthony Hamilton comes, I just want to share with you, I would love to collaborate with you at your next conference, or possibly you have another big event, or possibly a small event coming up before the end of the year, and be your keynote speaker or your conference speaker. You know, I have spoken to large audiences, as many, I think 10,000 is the largest that I've spoken at, and as small as maybe 5. And I've gone to some small Fortune 500 companies and just worked with the VPs personally. And there might have been 5 or 6 in the conference room, and all day long we were just dealing with specific leadership issues. And I customize my speaking and align it with your organization's mission statement. And so I've spoken at women's conferences, Rotary clubs, networking groups, and many, many more. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and we can just collaborate and talk about what you want your next event to look like. I even had one Fortune 500 company to fly their employees in, and we spent the entire day, I think it was 2 days actually, 2 days just working in small groups, and I facilitated those groups, and it was a powerful time. And the whole process is to help to take your organization or your company from good to great. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I want you to stay tuned because we have a great show for you. So after these quick commercials, I will be right back with Mr. Anthony Hamilton.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I'm really excited about my guest tonight, Mr. Anthony Hamilton. I think this is his third time on my show, so that should tell you something that speaks volumes. Anthony is the author of Mind, Time, and Power, which describes how our thoughts and feelings shape our lives. He is co-author with Brian Tracy of the best-selling book, Cracking the Success Code. He's also an expert and a certified law of attraction trainer, and he really has a passion to awaken people to their natural ability to transform their lives by employing cutting-edge mental tools, which he's going to share with us tonight. He has recently been recognized as one of America's premier experts for his commitment to publishing excellent content for consumers and journalists. And personally, I just love having Anthony on the show because he's really smart, but he knows how to break it down so that we can really comprehend these universal principles and begin to implement them in our lives. So, Anthony Hamilton, welcome back again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, Constance, thank you. That was a great introduction, and I guess this is third time lucky, right? This is the third time we've talked.
Right, and I just love having you. You're such a great communicator. So what great city are you calling from tonight?
Well, I live in Victoria, British Columbia, which is on the west coast of Canada. It's about 30 miles from Vancouver. Vancouver's on the mainland, and we live on the Big Island. Because if you look just north of Seattle, you'll find Vancouver Island. It's a pretty big island. I think it's about 500 miles long. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of smaller islands, beautiful islands, called the Gulf Islands. And they're right next to what are called the San Juans in Washington State. So I live in Victoria on the southern end of the island.
Well, I've never been to Canada, but I'm really excited that you're there, and obviously you love it and enjoy it. A lot of my friends, Jaden Sterling, is from Canada, and so I just feel like I'm a Canadian, really, and I have so many listeners who live in Canada.
Yeah, you sound like you're from southern Canada.
Yes, it's my southern accent, and I tell you, my listeners really love it. It's so interesting, Anthony. One lady emailed me, and she said, well, you know, at first I had a hard time listening to you because of your southern accent, but then you began to speak truth, and now, Constance, I listen to you every day. So thank God for that. So let's get.
Well, I think your accent is delightful. I remember the first time we talked.
Thank you.
I remarked on the fact that you just sound so clear and you have such a nice sort of musical tone to your voice.
Thank you.
So yeah, I love your accent.
Thank you. So do I. But I'm excited about the show tonight. We're going to be talking about or sharing with people how people can begin to design their own destiny or design their own dream life or design their life personally. And before we get to that, you know, the name of your book is Mind, Time, and Power. And the last times you were on the show, we talked about mind, we talked about time. But share with our listeners a little bit about power. What power are you talking about in your book, and how can we begin to use it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So what I describe in the book is a new model of consciousness based on some of the most recent discoveries and findings in the field of neuroscience and psychology. Specifically, I talk about the fact that what they've recently discovered in around 1995, using something called a functional MRI, which is like an X-ray machine that allows scientists to look inside the brain as people are thinking. And what they discovered is that when we are just freewheeling in our imagination, you know, our mind is just wandering free, we don't have anything special going on, we're just daydreaming, as they call it, our mind is doing exactly the same thing as it does when we remember something. So a scientist from Harvard, his name is Endel Tolving, he's recently retired, he's the person who coined the term future memory. And so this is an exciting discovery, and it's one of the two or three core principles in my book, the idea that you can get information from the future the same as you can get information from the past. So we're used to thinking of memory as a kind of a recording. And what I say in the book is that memory is not really a recording, it's a connection. So when you're thinking of the past, you're thinking of some past event, you're actually making a connection between now in the present and the past, whether it was last week, last month, or last year. And when you have a goal, when you're thinking of what you want in your life, you're thinking of the future. You're making that connection to the future. So scientists tell us we have about 50,000 thoughts a day, which is about one thought every second. And probably 50% of those are in the past and 50% are in the future. And yet, because we haven't before recognized the value of this future thinking, most people haven't studied it and most people haven't taken the time to sit down and decide what they want in their life in the future. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to set goals and how to set goals in six different areas of your life and literally design the kind of life that you want to experience in the future.
So let's talk about, for listeners all over the world tonight, Anthony, how can people begin to design their life, or how can people begin to take a look at what do they want in those different areas and begin to create their lives? Where would they begin?
Well, the way that I see it, I like to look at my life in six different areas. So physical, mental, spiritual, financial, family, and social. But I just realized I didn't answer your previous question. So let me just go back to answer that question about the power.
Okay.
So basically, everybody knows how to daydream. Everybody's experienced daydreaming. And everybody has experienced remembering something. So the difference between daydreaming and holding in your mind an image or a thought or a feeling of a goal that you want is that when you're daydreaming, your mind is just running around all by itself. It's kind of like a bird, you know, just flying here and there all over the place. But the power that we have and the power that we need to develop is the power to hold that part of our mind still. So you might call that concentration or focus. But really what happens is if you think about something that happened in the recent past, maybe a month ago, you know, you remember meeting a friend for example, in a coffee shop or something. Well, you might have an image or a thought or some kind of a concept of meeting in the coffee shop. Well, if you think about that and you ask, you know, what time of day was it? Where was it? What day of the week was it? Who else was there? What did I have to eat? What did my friend have to eat? The more of those kind of questions that you ask, the more information you get about that past experience. And of course, the person that has the most information about the past is the person that writes it down. So if you had kept a diary or even a videotape and you had written down everything that you ate, everything that you talked about, everything that you said and your friend said, you would have a lot more information about what happened in that past event. Well, it's the same thing in the future. You can think about your life next year, next month, 6 months from now, but there's not a lot of information there because you haven't learned to focus, or people haven't learned to focus their imagination, or what I call their inner awareness. So when you decide that you want to have, for example, thinking of a dinner party, everybody has probably had the experience where they organized a dinner party. So what that means is that they decide on a place, they decide on a date, they think about who the guests are going to be, they think about the kind of furniture they want, the kind of menu they want, maybe the kind of music they want. If they're going to play some games with their guests, you know, they organize the games in their mind and they get ready for the games. So what they're doing is they're putting their mind into that future situation of the dinner party, and they do it repeatedly over and over and over and over again. And by doing that repeatedly, they get more and more ideas about how to organize a successful party. So the power I'm talking about is the power to hold that inner awareness at a specific place in the future, which represents the goal that you want to experience.
Oh, that's interesting. And a great example of that would be, Anthony, in about 7 or 8 days, I'm going on the Law of Attraction Wealth Creation Cruise to Nova Scotia. And so I've been thinking about it and thinking about the weather and what am I going to take and what am I going to wear and what am I going to speak on and getting my presentation together. So that has really been permeating my thinking, my vision, my words, etc. So would that be a great example of what you just shared?
That's a great example. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. So everybody has had the experience of planning a dinner party. Mm-hmm. Everybody's had the experience, perhaps, of planning a vacation, you know. But not many people carry that one step farther and plan what they want in the next year, the next 5 years, in terms of their relationships, in terms of their physical life, you know, their health, their diet, their exercise, their social life. What sort of contribution do they want to make to the city that they live in or the country that they live in? What about their family life? How do they want to be in the family? What sort of person do they want to be in relation to their children and their grandchildren and their siblings and their parents? In terms of spiritual life, you know, what sort of values do you want to live by? So none of this is really difficult. It just takes a system. It's a little bit like having a diary of the future, where you just decide what is important to you in those six different areas of your life, and slowly over a period of time, and it might take a few weeks or a few months, an image of the ideal life that you want to live will, piece by piece, it'll just come together. The same as this trip that you're planning to Nova Scotia is coming together in your mind.
Right. And, you know, you and I talk behind the scenes before you get to specifically how can people begin to deliberately design their lives. And I said, Anthony, I think that you design your life. And you said, Constance, I did that, was it 30 years ago?
That's exactly right.
So you design your life, and now you're living that life that you designed. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So what's true for me at the moment is I'm now living the life that I want. I'm living the life that I designed roughly 30 years ago. And what that means is I'm making a living doing what I decided to do, which is to write and speak and talk to people, coach people, train people. I'm living where I want. I have the kind of relationships I want with my siblings and my friends and my loved ones. I have the freedom to travel and do what I want to do. So I could say honestly that the life I'm living right now is the life that I decided to live. Now, that doesn't mean that it's perfect, of course. It doesn't mean I don't have more goals. It doesn't mean that I'm not busy working on new things all the time. But I'm living where I want to live. I'm living how I want to live. And my life in large measure is the way it is because I decided to live this way.
Okay, so what would be the first step for people to take to begin to design their lives?
Well, the way that I see it, everything starts as a dream. So in my workshops and in the coaching that I do, I generally give people a workbook, and one of the first things in the workbook is what I call a dream list. So I just ask people to literally just brainstorm, let their imagination run free. Write down what it is that you fancy that you would like in your life in terms of your dreams. So what kind of house would you like to live in? What kind of body would you like to have? What kind of relationships would you like to have? What sort of income would you like to have? Where would you like to live? Where would you like to work? This kind of thing. And then just let your mind go wild and think of dreams in six different areas, as I mentioned, your physical, mental, spiritual, and then financial, family, and your social life in terms of your relationships and things. And just let your mind go free. And you might have 200 or 300 dreams if you did that for, say, 15 or 20 minutes a day for a few weeks. And then the next thing to do is simply prioritize those dreams. Like, what are the most important ones? And what will happen, and this is a key point, too, because what we're talking about here is using our thinking, using our thoughts, our mind power. And, of course, everybody knows you have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious mind. So what we're talking about is using our conscious mind to think about what we want, but under the surface of that is our subconscious mind. So things are going to be happening under the surface. In other words, we may get dreams that conflict, you know. And so it's up to us then to consciously work through those and just decide, okay, well, here I have these two or three dreams that seem to be conflicting. So if I had to choose, which is the most important one? And just rank those dreams in terms of, you know, what's the most important? First one, second one, third one. And then as we get the top two or three dreams in each area of our life, we'll start to get this picture of the kind of lifestyle that we think we'd like to live. And then, of course, the next thing is to decide what it is we're going to go for, what it is we're going to take action on. And so the difference between a goal and a dream is that we decide. So everybody has dreams. Everybody has things that they want. But the people that are successful are the people that say, I decide I'm going to start working towards this one. And they start to put a plan in place, and they start to take action on it. They start to visualize, use the law of attraction, all those things that we've talked about. And so starting with the dreams, prioritize the dreams, and then make some decisions. And once you have a decision and you have a plan, that's what a goal is. And when you have a goal, magical things start to happen, because as Earl Nightingale said, you know, the famous broadcaster, he said that when you have a goal, your mind will start to use all its resources to achieve that goal. So people, when they decide on their goals, they will find that they get hunches, they get intuitions, they'll hear that still small voice inside their head, or they'll have a dream. They'll wake up one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and say, hey, I just had this great dream about this that could happen to me, you know. So once you start to identify your goals, the things that you really want in your life, your subconscious mind will start to communicate with you and give you ideas as to how you could create it.
Well, you know, Anthony, I know so many people are listening tonight, and I've had emails from listeners all over the world, and they say, well, I have my goals written down, but just making that decision, they say, I'm trying to reach this goal. Talk about the quality of making a decision and then following that with action.
Well, of course, you know that the last six letters of the law of attraction are A-C-T-I-O-N, right? So everything takes action. Now, I'll give you a little history of where I came from. So we started talking about me designing the life that I want and living the life that I designed. And it's true. But 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when I first started this process, and I want to emphasize to the listeners that this is a process. You know, what I just described about writing down your dreams and then prioritizing them and then deciding on some goals and then starting to work towards them, that's a process that might take weeks or a few months to clarify in our minds. Well, when I did this, I realized that if I were some kind of an expert, and I was a writer, and I was writing about my expertise, and I was teaching, traveling, coaching people, making a living by speaking in public and talking about my writing, that would give me the freedom and the opportunity to live the kind of life that I wanted to live. The problem was, I was terrified of that. I had never spoken in public. As a matter of fact, I stuttered so much that I would hardly even talk to anybody. If I went to a party, I was the guy that sat in the corner and didn't talk to anybody because I was so shy. So the thought of me getting in front of a room full of people and speaking was absolutely terrifying to me. I had never written anything. I didn't even know how to type. I'd never written anything from, you know, since I graduated from high school. So the idea of writing a book was a huge dream of mine. And so what I'm saying is, when you get this vision of the kind of life that you'd like to live, there's a very good chance that it won't seem like something that's possible for you. Like when I first had this vision of me speaking and writing and being recognized as an expert in something, it seemed like it was totally impossible. But I simply broke it down piece by piece by piece. For example, the first thing I did was I joined a Toastmasters club and I learned a little bit about public speaking. I had a chance to practice public speaking. I went to night school and took a typing course because I thought, if I'm going to be a writer, I'd better learn how to type. So I bought myself a typewriter. I took a typing course, learned how to type, and then I took another night school course at the local college in how to write magazine articles. And I wrote a few magazine articles, and I had them published in the local newspaper. So what I'm saying is that you start from where you are, you start to move towards your dream, and you simply take small steps that seem like a logical plan to get you step by step closer to where you want to be.
So, Anthony, is a goal and an intention the same thing?
Pretty well, yeah. A goal, to my mind, a goal has four distinguishing characteristics, and I talk about these in the book. So the first thing is it's definite. Like when I decided I wanted to live on the west coast of Canada, it was a definite decision. I was living in Ontario, just north of Detroit, so it was pretty cold in the wintertime, and I had hitchhiked across Canada when I finished high school, and I loved Vancouver when I first saw it. It was on the ocean, it was warm, it's got probably the best climate in Canada, except that Victoria is actually a little bit better. So when I moved to Vancouver, it was a conscious decision I made. And likewise, when I came back from China, and I think we talked before about I was in China for a few years teaching. When I came back from China, I made a conscious decision to move to Victoria. So it comes, first of all, with a dream, an idea, and then when you decide that you'd like to experience it, that's the first thing that makes it qualify as a goal. So it's definite. You need a plan, a step-by-step plan. And you need a time limit. I'd like to do this in 6 months. Or I'd like to learn how to type in 30 days. You know, I'd like to join Toastmasters and give a talk in 3 weeks. So you have a time limit, and you take action. So those are the four things. It's definite, you have a plan, you have a time limit, and you're taking action. And those four characteristics are what qualify as a goal. So certainly an intention is a part of that. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people do, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, January 1st, you know, they sit down with a piece of paper and they write down their goals for the year, and then they put them in the sock drawer and they never think about them
right.
again.
You know,
so the trick is... The trick is to think about it, write it on a piece of paper, stick it on your bedroom wall. So when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you see.
So how can people stay motivated? You know, okay, we've written down what our dreams are, then we have prioritized them, and then we're beginning to take action, but maybe they lose motivation. How can we stay motivated once we have really determined and made a quality decision that this is what I desire?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. So motivation comes down to the benefits. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of you achieving this goal of yours, living this lifestyle? Make a list of all the benefits you can think of. And you can think of benefits in those six different areas again. You know, what are the mental benefits? What are the spiritual benefits? What are the financial benefits? What are the benefits to my family and my, you know, and my kids and my loved ones? So when you have a list of benefits and you really, and again, here's where the visualization and the law of attraction comes in, think about, put your mind into the future where you're experiencing those benefits. Hmm. And that will help you to motivate yourself to do the work necessary to get there. And like I say, when I first had this concept of my life being a writer and a speaker and traveling around teaching people, it was terrifying to me, literally terrifying. People look at me now and they say, oh, you're such a natural speaker and it's so easy for you, but I couldn't do that. Well, it wasn't easy for me for the first year. I had to face my fear every time I stood up in front of a crowd and talked. So it was terrifying for me. But slowly I got used to it, and now it seems like a natural thing.
And so Anthony, our listeners can intentionally and deliberately begin to use their imagination and visualization in this process. Expound on that. How important is imagination in all of this?
Well, in my book, I describe this model of consciousness based on the fact that your mind is connected to the past and the future. And what I call the imagination is the connection. Hmm. So the imagination is a pipeline. You know, we tend to think that the imagination is kind of like a mental movie. But if you watch a movie on your television, there's nothing happening inside the television. The movie is coming in through a cable that's attached to the back of the television. So the signal comes into the television through some kind of a cable. And that's the imagination. So the imagination is the connecting cable, let's say. I call the imagination a pipeline. So the imagination is something that the information flows through. So when I put my awareness, my inner awareness, into that situation 6 months from now where I'm enjoying the situation that I want to enjoy, the imagination is going to feed me in the present. It's going to feed me ideas. And the way that I control the sort of ideas I get is by asking myself questions. Like when you are watching something on Channel 10 on your television, you set the television to channel 10. It's different from channel 9, and it's different from channel 15. So when you learn to tune your mind by asking questions like, what do I need to do to get here? What courses do I need to take? What personality characteristics do I need to develop? Your mind will tell you. And so when I saw myself as a writer, I said to myself, well, what's something that I should do? And of course, the answer came back, you should learn how to type. So I looked through the local newspaper. There was a typing course at the high school, so I enrolled in it and learned how to type. Next thing was, well, what can I write? What's an easy thing for me to write? Because I wanted to make a living as a writer. So I thought, well, what's an easy thing? What's the easiest thing I can think of to make a few dollars writing? And again, I looked through the newspaper. There was a course at the night school called How to Write Magazine Articles for Money. So I took that course. It was like a six-week course, one night a week. And I learned how to write a magazine article. So I wrote a few articles and sold them. I didn't make much money, but I did make a little bit of money. And, of course, as soon as you get some results like that, then your faith, your belief goes up. So slowly I started to see myself and believe that I could actually be a writer, I could write, I could make money. So it was a step-by-step process of putting myself in my imagination in the future, asking myself, what do I need to do to get there? And then just paying attention to the ideas that came to me through my imagination.
You know, Anthony, you did the same thing that I did even before anybody even heard of me speaking. I saw myself. I started off with two people, and then I spoke to small groups, and then I spoke to maybe two or three different groups. But then while I was doing that, I saw myself speaking to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people. I saw myself speaking at conferences and people applauding and saying, wow, what you shared really helped me. Can I have your contact information? And so for listeners tonight, they can begin to execute this principle just easily in their lives according to whatever their dreams and desires are.
Absolutely. And what I always tell people, you know, is small steps are fine. Baby steps are fine. In the beginning, that's what you have to do. You have to take baby steps. Like for me, to learn how to type, you know, I didn't know how to type. So I learned how to type. It took me about 3 weeks, and I knew how to type. So it's the small steps. So it's really not difficult. Everybody who's graduated from high school, everybody who's bought a car, everybody who's gone shopping for groceries, really, they're doing exactly what we're talking about. They imagine themselves doing something. They ask themselves, what do I need to do to get there? And if it's to buy a loaf of bread, you know, where can I buy a loaf of bread? So they go to the local Safeway store and they buy a loaf of bread. So what we're talking about is just thinking. It's something that everybody does every day. Everybody has had success designing a dinner party, planning a dinner party, planning a holiday, buying a new set of clothes, buying a new car. Everybody has had this kind of experience. But what they don't recognize is using those exact same skills, they can design and create the life that they want. It's just a matter of continuing to use the same process over and over again.
That's so true, Anthony. That's really great. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Anthony Hamilton. He is the author of Mind, Time, and Power. And Anthony, you mentioned the law of attraction, and I know you are a law of attraction expert. And whenever I have you on the show, I'd just love for you to share a little tidbits about that to give us more insight and revelation. And you know, a lot of people have seen the movie, and a lot of people are saying, well, it's a scam and it doesn't work. So in designing our lives purposefully and deliberately, share about the law of attraction. How can we gain more clarity about it? How can we understand the secret behind the movie, The Secret?
Well, that's a great question, Constance. You know, a lot of people saw that movie. I think it made a couple of $100 million for
right. The
people that created it. And a lot of people are complaining about it because they say it didn't tell the answer. It didn't tell how to get it working for you. But it did. People just didn't notice it. So I mentioned a little while ago that in around 1995, using the functional MRI, the scientists discovered that our mind works in the future the same as it works in the past. That's a huge piece of information
that
people didn't realize before.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they've realized is something that they've called neuroplasticity. This is now a huge revolutionary idea in psychology that says your mind can continue to grow new nerves at any age. If you focus your mind in a certain way, you will develop your nerves in your brain, and you will learn to develop any area of your mind, any area of your brain. So one of the things that they talk about in The Secret, they say that The Secret was based on the book The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. A lot of people have read this book, and I have a copy of it right now in my hand. So I'm going to read you something that Wallace Wattles wrote over 100 years ago in around 1910. This is what he says. The brain cells may be multiplied indefinitely. Any faculty, power, or talent you possess, no matter how small, may be increased. You can multiply the brain cells in this area until it acts as powerfully as you wish. If you will make the necessary efforts, you can develop any talent. You can do what you desire to do and become what you want to be. When you fix upon some ideal and proceed, as I'm going to direct in this book, he says, all the power of your being is turned into the faculties required in the realization of that ideal. More blood and nerve force go to the corresponding sections of the brain, and the cells are increased and multiplied. The proper use of the mind will build a brain capable of doing what the mind wants to do. The brain does not make the person makes the brain. Now that is amazing.
That is amazing.
Information. That's over 100 years ago. So one of the things that I discovered when I was studying the Law of Attraction 30, 35 years ago was I studied this book by Wallace Wattles, and in addition, a few other books written by people around the same time. And the information that says you, by learning to focus your willpower, focus your imagination on the kind of person you want to become, seeing yourself as that person in the future, seeing yourself and feeling yourself enjoying the benefits of the lifestyle that you want to live, you will change your brain, you will change your personality, and you will progressively, step by step, become the person that you need to be to live that life. This is over 100 years ago. But people didn't believe it, and people didn't get it. So the trick is meditation, focus, learning to concentrate your attention for a matter of weeks. It might be 2 weeks, I should say 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 or 3 months. It will change your perception. It'll change your brain. It'll change your belief. It'll change your attitude. And for me, when I saw myself having the confidence to speak in public and write a book, at first I didn't believe it, but progressively I grew into that person. So people see me now, and they see you now. And they say, oh, easy for you, because speaking is easy for you. Well, sure, it's easy for me now, but it wasn't easy before when I started, and it wasn't easy for you either. But we became the people that we needed to become to live the life that we saw. So the information on how to make The Secret work for you is in that book, but people didn't get it. People missed it because, you know, they want instant results.
Right. And, you know, when you mentioned to focus your attention over time, so when you focus your attention, let's just say one of the goals or the dreams of one of our listeners might be to, let's just say, release weight. And so their attention would need to, their attention and their focus would need to be on seeing themselves, you know, releasing 20 pounds and feeling that right now. And so when you keep yourself in that state and you keep your attention on the end result, it's like the whole universe comes and just gives you all kind of insight and the support that you need to accomplish that goal.
That's exactly right. And, you know, nobody really knows exactly how it happens and why it happens. I mean, people have been writing about it. Now, Wallace Wattles, in this book, he starts off by saying that this information has its origin in India 2,000 years ago. So people have been talking about these secrets for thousands of years, but nobody knows exactly how it happens. But they do know what to do, as you just described. So if a person wants to lose 20 pounds, you know, and they weigh 190 pounds now, what they focus on is, I now weigh 170 pounds. And people talk about visualization. But visualization is a visual sense. But we have five senses. You know, we have hearing, we have touch, taste, and we have feelings. So in addition to seeing ourselves at that weight, we want to feel what it feels like to be at that weight. We want to feel proud. We want to feel happy. We want to feel successful. So developing those feelings and feeling the feeling of gratitude, and we talked about gratitude in a previous conversation, feeling grateful that we now have this 170-pound body that we want. If people can just hold their mind there, focus their mind there, their imagination will tell them what to do. It'll help them design a diet plan. It'll help them design an exercise program. It'll help them know what they should eat, what they shouldn't eat. So the information that you need to move from A to B comes to you when you put your mind into that situation and you hold it there repeatedly, 5-10 minutes a day perhaps, over a period of weeks. The information will flow into you, into your mind through the pipeline of your imagination.
And you know, Anthony, what I found is that most people don't want to take the time to invest in their dream. They want it to happen now. They don't understand process. And I think what you're saying is so powerful in that you can really design your life, but it is going to take time. It is going to take effort. And if you will really just be diligent and consistent with these universal principles like you just shared, then you will and you can create and design the life of your dreams.
Well, that's exactly right. And that reminds me of a story by Earl Nightingale again. You know, he talks about this minister who was out driving in the country one day, and he passed this farm, and this farm had, you know, lush green fields and beautiful flowers and vegetables growing. And so he stopped his car, and he was leaning over the fence looking at this beautiful, lush farm. And the farmer who was across the other side of the field on a tractor saw the minister there, so he stopped the tractor and walked across the field, and he said, "Hi, Reverend, anything I can do for you today?" And the minister said, "Well, I was just admiring your wonderful farm, and I was thinking how much God has blessed you with this beautiful farm." And the farmer said, "Well, it's true. I have been blessed, and I'm very grateful. But you should have seen this place when God had it all to himself."
So true.
And that, you know, I mean, it's a joke and it's funny, but it really highlights something, that in 5 years' time, you, me, and all of our listeners, they're going to be doing something. They're going to be living someplace. They're going to be weighing something. They're going to have a certain kind of a job. They're going to have a certain kind of home, certain kind of furniture. They're going to have certain kind of personality. They're going to have certain beliefs and attitudes and emotions and feelings that are a part of that lifestyle 5 years from now. Automatically, it'll happen all by itself. But the person who designs their life and says, what kind of body do I want? What kind of health do I want? What sort of job do I want? What sort of home do I want? What kind of furniture? What sort of landscaping? What kind of education do I need to move into the kind of job that I want? What sort of courses do I need to learn? How do I need to develop my mind? How do I need to develop my personality? One thing that people don't often think about is that you can design how you want to feel. You can learn to feel more gratitude. You can learn to feel more appreciation. You can learn to feel more optimistic. And when you develop the ability, and it's not difficult, step by step, to start to believe the kind of things that you want to believe, to develop the kind of attitudes, feelings and emotions that you want to feel and the values that you want to live by. When you simply sit down and say, I want to be more appreciative. I want to have more love in my relationships. Well, the easiest way to have more loving relationships is for you to put the love there. for you to start loving people more, to start appreciating people more, to start showing gratitude to people and appreciating people. If you do that, that will come back. That's the law of attraction, right? It'll come back to you. As you sow, so shall you reap. That's not new information.
So true. And you know, so, I think it's so powerful that we can. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to say, oh my God, things are so tough. You know, just like Anthony said, you can on purpose deliberately decide, and I think decision is the operative word here, Anthony, to design your life. What do you want?
Exactly. Design your inner life and your outer life. I mean, nobody would think of moving into a building without designing it first, having all the plans in place. So you're going to move into the future. You're going to live the rest of your life in your future. Why not start to design it? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. You can design, you know, what kind of furniture do I want? What kind of car do I want? What sort of exercise plan do I want to follow? Take a night school course. Develop your imagination and your mind. So, like I say, small steps. You know, everything starts with a single step, and a small step will get you where you want to go if you just simply repeat it, repeat it, and repeat it.
You know, Anthony, really quickly, one thing I do, if I'm coaching, let's just say I have certain days that I coach international, and usually I coach international maybe early in the morning, so I may coach from 9 to 12. But then I purposely design my life from, let's just say, 2 to 6 with lots of fun. I do that on purpose. Or if I'm coaching from 1 to 5 in the morning, I make sure that I design my life when I'm going to exercise, going to have coffee with a friend, lots of laughter, lots of love. That's on purpose that I design that, because I know in the afternoon I'm going to be pretty serious listening to people and helping them to design their lives. So that's a great example of designing my morning.
That's exactly right. And it's not a difficult thing. Everybody's done it, you know. When you go to a restaurant to eat, you design your meal, right?
Absolutely.
I want this kind of meat, this kind of vegetable, this kind of salad, this kind of soup. It's exactly the same thing. People can design their garden. They can design their living room, you know. It's just a matter of moving things around. And so it's the same process. It's just a matter of extending it 6 months, 1 year, 5 years into the future. And simply by making it a habit, and that's really one of the key words too, is to make a habit of thinking about the life you want every day, taking notes, brainstorming, and taking small steps. And one day you'll wake up and you'll realize, I'm there.
You know, that is so true. And a great example of that, I thought about myself this morning, because I've always been a walker, but I've increased my walking and increased my exercise, and every day I plan to do something. And I've been seeing myself a certain way, my body a certain way, and this morning when I woke up, I'm like, wow, girl, you are looking fine. But in my mind, like you said, I had already gone to the future, and I had already visualized how I wanted my body to look. But that's just a great example of something that happened to me this morning, Anthony.
That's exactly right. So it really comes down to a mindset. You know, when we think of ourselves as the people who are designing our lives, we start to think in that mindset with that attitude, and we become the person that designs our life. And it isn't a difficult thing to do. It just takes a little bit of focus, a little bit of action, a little bit of attention. There's lots of books on the subject. And again, baby steps will have a huge impact if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
So true. And speaking of books, Anthony, how can people contact you? Are you available for speaking? I know you are, because you designed your life to do that. How can they get your book? What about some law of attraction coaching? Share with our listeners your contact information.
Okay, thanks, Constance. Yeah, the easiest way probably for people to get a hold of me is just www.anthonyhamilton.org. That's one of my websites. It links to a couple of other websites. It links to my YouTube channel. So there's a link on there to buy the book. If you click on the book, it'll take you to Amazon. You can buy the book as a paperback, or you can buy it as an ebook for your Kindle or your e-reader. So anthonyhamilton.org will get people. There's a video on that site. They click on the video, it'll take them to YouTube. I have about 30 videos on there and all different aspects of the law of attraction and using the power of your mind to create and live the life of your choice. So that's probably the easiest way for people to get a hold of me. They can email me. I'm available for online coaching. I have online programs that I run. And, of course, I'm always interested in speaking. I love to travel, so if anybody thinks they would like me to come and do some speaking in their city, I'm open to suggestions.
So, Anthony, what are some of your online programs that you are currently teaching?
Well, I have a program I call a magic system for creating the life you want. And magic, if you've read my book, and I know you have, you'll recognize it from the book. So M stands for motivation. A is attitude. G is goals. We've talked a lot about goals today. I is the imagination. And C is consciousness. So those five principles I call magic. Those five magic principles will take you from where you are to where you want to go. So I have an online program that they can access through me or through my YouTube channel. And it consists of about 8 hours of videos on the law of attraction and planning your life, how to motivate yourself, how to set goals in all those six areas of your life. There's a workbook that goes with it, and there's also some online, or I should say there's some also live question and answer calls that I do every 2 weeks for people in the program to come onto a conference call with me, and I can answer any of their questions. So that's available through that anthonyhamilton.org site as well.
Awesome, and I'm going to strongly encourage all of you to go out and purchase Anthony's book. I reread it again, and it's really powerful, and it really ignited some more insight and revelation on the inside of me, Anthony, of some areas in which I need to shift my thinking and my doing. So in closing, what would you like to say to people tonight, Anthony?
Well, I would just like to say that you can do it. Starting where you are right now, you can move towards the life that you want to experience. You know, Albert Einstein said that the laws of time and the laws of space are the same. So if you think about moving through space, from where you are right now in your home, this is for the listeners, anywhere you are right now, you can move to anywhere on the planet. It's possible to get from where you are to any place on the planet. And that's also true in moving through time. If you decide that this is where I want to be 5 years from now, this is the kind of life I want to live physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, family, socially, using your imagination and learning to focus, you can attract the ideas that you need to motivate you to take that first small step and then to continue moving.
Awesome. Anthony Hamilton, thank you so much. You're an awesome man. You're a powerful man. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Tell three of your friends about this show and how it is really changing your life. And, of course, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm preparing to go on my cruise, really excited about that. And I will be really excited to share with you about some of the great things that will happen on the cruise. Well, God bless you. Have a fantastic week. And remember this, the best is yet to come in your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.